free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, May 15th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We have an article at Infowars.com. Bizarre EU-funded comic book predicted the pandemic and offered the globalists as saviors. How surprising. Maybe that's why they call it a novel coronavirus. It reads like a bad science fiction dystopian takeover, doesn't it? But it's not a novel, it's just a comic book. And it's pretty easy to see through the paper-thin justification for this, and we're going to take a look at this. And we're going to talk today about President Trump becoming a bigger cheerleader for vaccines and Bill Gates. How about that? I guess this year, Jared and Ivanka and Steve Mnuchin are going to have to change their travel plans. Bilderberg's postponed their 2020 meeting. So I guess they got everything they needed to run this country into the ground last year when they went, right? At Davos, Bilderberg, and so forth. That's where they hang out. Except for 1976, when the annual Bilderberg meeting was not held because Bilderberg co-founder Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands was embroiled in the infamous scandal concerning a defense contractor, Lockheed, they have had a annual meeting every year. Now, they may still be meeting. They just may be claiming that they're not meeting because that's what they did for decades as well. There's nothing going on here. It doesn't exist. There's no conspiracy to shut down the economy here and to eradicate the middle class and then to force vaccinate us with the military. Nothing to see here. Today, we're going to have several guests joining us. In the third hour, we're going to have Dr. Richard Proctor joined to talk about that forgotten document, the Constitution, now in disrepute. Anybody talks about the Constitution, we're considered to be sociopaths, radical libertarians now. I don't care what you call me. I call these people traitors. But Dr. Richard Proctor is going to be joining us in the third hour. In the second hour, we're going to have Matt Shea, Washington State Representative, who will be joining us. He's got some documentation about detainment centers that are being set up for people who test positive. So this is the second wave. First wave, shut down the businesses, destroy the middle class, destroy jobs, destroy people's economic power. Next, you have testing everywhere. Very unreliable, very expensive testing. If you get flagged for that, then they claim that they have a justification to track you everywhere and to incarcerate you. We've already had the story coming out of Nashville, Tennessee, where a guy tested positive. He wasn't feeling any symptoms of anything. He wasn't feeling sick. He hopped the fence. They charged him with escaping prison, not with evading quarantine. That would be a minor misdemeanor. No, they charged him with escaping prison. So is part B of the second wave of propaganda and terrorism unleashed in America, is that going to be locking people up into FEMA camps? We'll talk to Matt Shea about that, what is happening in Washington. And, of course, we've got a lot of updates as to what is happening in Michigan. We're just talking about how one individual was locked up in a FEMA camp in Nashville, Tennessee. We have our affiliate in Knoxville. Truth Radio is going to be joining us in the first hour, the bottom of the first hour. We're going to be getting an update as to what's happening there as some businesses are trying to take a legal option to try to stop their destruction that has been the result of the first wave of this propaganda. So we're going to get an update from the people who have filed that case, our radio affiliate as well, as a local businessman. That'll be at the bottom of the first hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression, and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Friday, May 15th, the year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 60 of America held hostage by this fiction. Based on a true story, but totally dystopian fiction of the novel coronavirus. And as we look at the second wave of this propaganda, the first wave was to shut down businesses. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by our affiliate in Knoxville, Tennessee. They're engaged with some local businesses there to challenge the lockdown and the bankruptcy. Truth Radio, WBCR, in Knoxville, Tennessee, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Coming up in the second hour, we have Matt Shea, Washington State Representative, joining us with breaking news about detainment centers. Am I being arrested? No, you're just being detained. Any of us who have been involved in civil disobedience or other unjust arrests have heard that line before, right? Is this an arrest? Oh, no, no, no. We're not going to call this an arrest because then we would have to go through due process. You're just being detained. Oh, then I'm free to go. No, you're not. If you try to go, I'll slam your head into the ground, beat you to a pulp, and then I'll arrest you for resisting detainment or whatever, right? So, Matt Shea will be joining us in the second hour. In the third hour, we'll have Dr. Richard Proctor joining us to talk about that forgotten document, the Constitution. Let's take a look at the push to try to keep us locked down. Again, the second wave of propaganda is all going to be about inflating the numbers and say, see, it's bouncing back, it's rebounding, and you're going to have to stay locked down, and we're going to have to do tests. The tests will result in your being tracked, perhaps incarcerated against your will. The third wave, we see President Trump starting to talk about that yesterday, is vaccination. They've said this from the very beginning. President Trump obviously has gone to the other side on this issue. He has now become a bigger cheerleader for vaccines than Bill Gates. And the bottom line, folks, is that he sees this as a path to get the economy rolling again and get people to vote for him, and he doesn't give a flip about your health concerns or your informed consent or liberty or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. It's simply getting himself elected. That kind of naked self-interest, that kind of false pragmatism is what is destroying this country. And it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat or somebody named Trump or Hillary. That kind of self-interest is destroying this country. And that's the bottom of what's going on with this right now. So let's take a look at the narrative. We see articles like this on Zero Hedge. Texas sees a record jump in COVID-19 deaths in 2 weeks. See, they told us you can't open up. They said, if you open up, it's going to jump. And see, sure enough, it did. How about that? Well, did it? Really? 2 weeks into it, you know, they said it even before it was going to open. Let's talk about this. Houston Chronicle reports that the state of Texas recorded 58 deaths and for the month. Okay, so When we take a look at this, how does this compare to other things? As I pointed out, they love to do two things. They love to give you numbers without any context, right? Is this, did 58 people die out of 58 people who got COVID-19? Was it 58,000? Was it 5.8 million? You know, we got 29 million people here in Texas. So what percentage, what is the case fatality rate? Oh, that's not talked about, is it? And then how does this compare to other forms of death? And can we even trust their numbers? We'll talk about that as well. But first, let's take a look at how it compares to something that everybody's familiar with. Motor vehicle death, right? In Texas, the motor vehicle deaths in 2017 were 3,700. Went down slightly in 2018 to 3,639. And so when we look at that, let's just go with the lower figure. That lower figure, that would be 303 deaths per month on average. That'd be about 75 per week. Okay? So you would expect it in 2 weeks, 150 people to die from motor vehicle accidents. And they say 58 people died from COVID-19. Now, I know people who have been involved in vehicle accidents. Quite a few here. I tell you what, the traffic density and the way people drive around Austin is unlike anything that I've ever experienced in my many decades of driving in other locations. And so I know quite a few people who have had car accidents. Fortunately, and I've known some people who have died from car accidents. But I don't know anybody who's gotten COVID-19. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, my wife in a convenience store talked to a lady who was wearing a mask. And something the lady said, and lady said, I haven't missed a day of work since this whole thing started. And she was quite a bit older. And she said, I haven't missed a day. She says, I don't wear this mask anywhere except here because they're required here. It bothers me. And she says, this whole thing is a fraud and Trump better get this off of us. Look, we all know what's going on. Does he really think we're that stupid? Is he really that stupid? Is he that stupid to believe Fauci? Is he that stupid to think that we don't know what's going on? So let's talk about this. You would expect 150 people to die in 2 weeks of motor vehicles. And they're making, did we shut down the entire economy when 150 people were routinely dying from motor vehicle traffic deaths in Texas alone? No, no. And yet these people are arguing you had 58 deaths from COVID-19. So you need to shut down the entire economy. Let's play a video clip of a doctor in Dallas. She was speaking at a rally. This doctor is Dr. Yvette Lozano. Video clip number 3.
Lozano, I practice medicine in Dallas, Texas, and have been doing so for the last 20 years. I am an activist, and that began when Obamacare showed up. The reason I'm here today is because I want you to know the truth about this virus. I am currently treating COVID patients in my office. Let's start just with some simple numbers. And we've heard these numbers, but I want you to think about them. 330 million people in the United States of America. 29 million people in the state of Texas. 2 million people in Dallas. 111 dead. Now, when you see those numbers, it kind of shocks you that we could stop society for 111 deaths. Let me explain how they do it. Here is how it is notified to you. 27,000 positive COVID tests. 3,000 recovered. 111 dead. Well, if 3,000 are recovered from 127,000 positive tests, that's 124,000 that have recovered, right? Because we've only got 111 deaths.
So that's how you can use the statistics. They don't want us to see the full context. They don't want us to know. They don't talk about, hey, look at how many people had it and didn't even know. Look at how many people had it recovered. No, 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 no. Take a look at this. Don't compare it to anything else. Don't look at what a small microscopic number it is and why we've never shut down the entire economy for any other cause of death. But this, I think, really kind of sums it up. And Colorado. Montezuma County, Colorado. A guy who was an alcoholic died with a 0.55 blood alcohol content. Now, that's not 0.05. That is 0.55. 0.3 is considered to be lethal. So it's kind of obvious that he would die with nearly twice that. Nevertheless, the county coroner, George Deaver, said the person tested for positive for COVID-19, but they determined that it was death by alcohol. But that's not the way the state counted it. They listed it as a cause of death being COVID-19. I said this from the beginning as a satire. Are they going to say when somebody drives their car into the wall, if they test positive for COVID-19, they died from COVID-19? Well, the answer is yes. Yes, they did this in California with somebody who died from fentanyl overdose as well.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. Hollenblock has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in. But despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves. So it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Gates has got the potion. And President Trump is going to be mass producing it and distributing it with the military. They've ordered more hypodermic needles than there are people in the country. So when you see something like that, and you see the fact that you got the military is going to be bringing it out, do you think that might be pushed on us by force? Certainly looks like it, unless President Trump feels like if he allows Fauci to continue to lock down the country, that UPS and Federal Express and the post office, it'll all be out of business by then, I guess. Will they? I don't know. I mean, Bezos is doing record business at Amazon. You have had over 80,000 truckers lose their jobs, so maybe we will have to have the military do this. Let me tell you something. This is what you really need to worry about. This kind of bio war conducted against American people. Well, this is nothing other than a biological warfare against the American people. And I think if you look at all of this back and forth and the escalation of rhetoric between the U.S. and China, they know that a fourth turning historically has been accompanied by, it's two things typically happen. You usually have massive economic disruption in and of itself that begins the change of society every 80 years. Usually that massive economic disruption is accompanied by war. And it's usually initiated by the people who are trying to become the oligarchs in the new economy. You know, we look at the Civil War. It was the industrialists who were pushing for the nation state because that was in their best interest. And who is it that's pushing the war right now? The people, the technocratic elite, who are trying to set up a technocracy. And they would love to see a physical war between the U.S. and China, make no doubt about it. And when we talk about the bio warfare, you know, did China create a bioweapon and release it into the United States? Well, if they did, they did it with the help of Anthony Fauci at the NIH, the organization within the NIH that he oversees about infectious diseases, funded the same research in China with the coronavirus and bats that they were also funding at UNC Chapel Hill in defiance of a moratorium on doing that kind of funding. So even though Fauci and Francis Collins were told stop that, they continued it because it was a big deal when the report was published a year after it was all supposed to have stopped at UNC Chapel Hill. And Francis Collins, Fauci's boss there at the NIH, said, yeah, we continued that stuff. We don't really care what you guys think. We'd already started it, so we just continued it, finished it. And the people were saying, there's absolutely ethicists, bioscientists who are experts, by the way, did not agree with it. You know, all this stuff about trust the experts, believe the experts. In every criminal trial, both the defense and the prosecution will call expert witnesses, and they will both have a long list of credentials. And yet they'll each tell the jury different stories, won't they? If you want five opinions, get five experts. And so you had a lot of people that pushed back against this program. They said there's absolutely no reason to be funding this kind of research that Fauci is funding. Only bad things can come of this. This could be intentionally released, accidentally released. And when you see that this government under President Trump is completely ignoring the elephant in the room, and that is the bioweapons programs that are being funded by Fauci, and then moving on to the next stage and say, well, let's start a war with China over this. You funded that research. It's unbelievable. It doesn't matter whether it was an American bioweapon that was released or whether it was a Chinese weapon that was released or accidentally released or whatever. And it doesn't matter if it was engineered or not. We now know that it is not as dangerous as everybody has been saying. And so for all these reasons, for President Trump to now say that he's going to use the military, and we got to do this, we got to rush this vaccine. I want less testing done on this than we've ever seen before. I'm telling you, I just cannot support this. It makes me want to throw up. to see this type of thing happening. And if it wasn't Trump, you'd be taking to the streets if it was Hillary Clinton. He's more dangerous than Hillary Clinton at this point. Far more dangerous than Obama. And far more dangerous than Hillary Clinton. They would never get away with this. The average number of daily new cases in Florida declined by 14% over the past week, as they're telling us, warning us about the second wave. Georgia's average new daily cases dropped by 12% over the same period. But what does the media focus on? Look at this! We've got some statistics that show that Texas's cases went up. And where did those numbers come from? Well, they came from some of the cities that want lockdown. Would that be a conflict in interest when these people put this stuff together? There's been a lot that's been done to try to promote fear, to promote worst case scenarios, to drive hysteria, said Governor DeSantis of Florida. People should know that the worst case scenario thinking has not proven to be true in Florida. And I would add anywhere, anywhere. Why does Fauci have any credibility? Why isn't he answering to a war criminal court for what he's done with biowarfare? I mean, we've got this country locked down by a Joseph Mengele. Funding research for which there is no justification whatsoever. Totally unethical. And then taking the product of that, the fear that what has been released is the product of his research, and using that to shut the entire country down. The entire world, as a matter of fact. And here's an example of the insanity of this. Ocean City, New Jersey Corona Rules. This is a story on Infowars.com. Allow surfing, but not swimming. Walking, but not sunbathing. And Chris Minahan says, perhaps next they should allow bodyboarding, but not body surfing. Swimming the breaststroke, but not freestyle. Throwing a football, but not kicking a soccer ball. Because this is what science demands of us. It's gotten that ridiculous, folks. Look, let me tell you what the real catastrophe of all this stuff is. There is not a trade-off between the virus, between the economy and lives. Because this approach to trying to fight a disease, which even as the most alarmist out there, the UN has said, look at this, we've had 300,000 deaths worldwide. Well, have you? Again, I don't trust any of those numbers. But when it wasn't a political agenda, in 1957, with the Asian flu, we had 1 million people worldwide. We had over 100,000 Americans, and that was when the population was half what it is today. The entire world did not come to a stop. 1976, it happened again with the Hong Kong flu. The entire world did not come to a stop. This is a political agenda. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to some people in Knoxville who are pushing back. Stay with us.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalist. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment, who hate themselves, project their hate onto us and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have some people in Knoxville. We have a businessman as well as our affiliate there, WBCR, AM 1470. That's Truth Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee. They're working together with a local businessman there, Perry Allen. As we look at the Drudge Report, we see that retail sales are down 16.4%. It's a lot worse than that for many people. A lot of people, they've seen their sales go down by 100% because the government is now the one that's going to decide who's essential and who's not essential. They're going to pick the winners and pick the losers. And they're doing it in our faces. And so there is a lawsuit and a temporary restraining order, and that's going to be happening today. So they wanted to let people know about this so they could contact the governor in Tennessee about what is happening to various people. But first, before we talk about the lawsuit and get an update on that, I want to talk first to Perry Allen. He's the businessman that is taking the lead in this lawsuit. Perry, tell us a little bit about what has happened to your business in the wake of these draconian lockdowns, deciding that your business is not essential.
Yes, and thank you, David, and thank you for what you do there at the David Knight Show. It's really appreciated. You know, a lot of people think that things are getting back to normal because we're told that on the radio and television by the mainstream media, but a lot of businesses are still closed down. And my business has been closed down since March 12th by governor order, executive order. And so we've made zero income because we're considered a venue where large groups of people gather. And during this quasi-shutdown, you know, I've been able to go out and go to a Lowe's or a home improvement store or a grocery store, and it's loaded up with people.
Yeah.
And people aren't wearing masks. People aren't really social distancing, and they're not washing anything down. It's just I guess it's aggravating. I'm trying to explain from a business person's point of view of not being able to do any business. And that's why I call it a quasi shutdown, because they basically just redistributed income and allowed other businesses to stay open and do business as usual. And even
and the people who are allowed to stay open, it seems like it's a coincidence, doesn't it, that it's the big box retailers and the people who are connected to Wall Street and to Washington. And yet the people on Main Street, the mom and pop businesses, the individual business owners like you, Perry, they're told you're not essential and we're going to make you not essential. We're going to make you not exist is really what they're going to do, because your venue is going to be one of the last ones they're going to allow open. I was in another town yesterday, and we went to a restaurant. We actually ate in the restaurant, but there's hardly anybody there. Went to a hotel. There's hardly anybody there. I mean, even the people who are open, they cannot. Nobody can operate at 10% or 25% capacity.
You're exactly right, because we've been conditioned to be income producers. A person who owns a business is like a drug addict. He has to continue to create income so that you're not, so you can go on vacations, and not so that you can buy new cars or boats, but so you can pay your employees. You want to pay the people that work for you a fair day's wage, just what the Bible teaches us. Mm-hmm. And yet the government is putting so much on us with their taxes. We're paying 70% tax out. So generally we're working pretty much 3 weeks of the month to be able to maybe keep 1 week of the month expenses so that we can pay out of that week our utilities and our mortgage payments, and then maybe have something left over for those boats and vacations. So that's the situation we're in. And then it makes me sick, David. People keep talking about socialism. This has nothing to do with socialism. We already have a socialist program country where we have socialism in play already. What we've gone has gone straight from, we skipped socialism and straight to fascism.
Yeah, exactly.
Controlling all of our business and all of our income and our nation, you know, our gross national product, all that has been affected by the shutdown.
Yes.
And it's really hurt mom and pop business. You know, my grandfather ran a skating rink. Skating rinks did well during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
They were allowed to operate, and you could operate and, you know, use your ingenuity to do what you could in the system to make an income so you could pay your bills and pay your mortgage or whatnot. But, you know, this is completely different now.
Yeah, it is we call it fascism. We could call it Marxism. I mean, Marxists wanted to eradicate the middle class, and they did a pretty good job of that. But then when you look at fascism, that is a merger of corporatism and government. And so we see both aspects of that here. The central thing about this, whether we put it, what kind of label we put on it, is it's centrally planned economy. You know, one of the definitions of socialism is the plunder of the productive by the people who are unprosecutable. And that's really what is happening right now. The plunder of the productive, the plunder of the middle class. And it is just outright theft across the board.
Well, yeah, I've got a friend who has a tire store. And he's been covered up. And, you know, I've done some, side jobs where I do heat and air work, and those are considered essential. Well, you know what I told him? I said, you're a useless eater. They want you. They don't care if you get sick and die. They want you to go to work and open your shop up so that you can serve them. It's all about
this
serving class. And these essential services are people who are doing work for the people who are creating, who have income. If you have a business like my business, and my wife works at the hospital, she was off work for almost 2 months because the hospital is dead. There's nobody at the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of a pandemic is that? Yeah. When we look at this, it reminds me of what Mao did with his Great Leap Forward. You know, he took the most productive people, the most highly educated people. He said, well, we're going to send you to the farms and then everybody starve. That's what's happening with the hospitals. Oh, we got to have more food. Okay, well, we'll put you out on the farms and yet everybody starved. And that's what's happening now with this pandemic. You have the hospitals that are going under. But the reality is that they're destroying people's lives. And there is, even if President Trump were to say, you have to reopen, equal protection under the law and so forth, even if he were to do that, the psychological damage that's been done by Fauci has to be undone.
Exactly.
And
and
nobody is even talking about that, because you could tell people they could come back and they could go to the skating rink, but if they're too scared to go out of their house, they're not going to go do anything. And this is what we're seeing across the board. We're seeing it already in China. It took them a few weeks to get back up to their production back up. But then they find that retail sales are still down 50% because people are so afraid. They've got everybody cowering down in fear. I want to talk to Harry and get an update as to what's going on with the lawsuit, Harry, and what you have planned there at Truth Radio, WBCR, 1470 AM in Knoxville. What is going on today?
Well, David, unfortunately, the capital and the is in Nashville, and that's about a 3-hour drive from Knoxville. So our ability to organize a event that would get the media's attention in Nashville is pretty slim. I have been working through the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters trying to identify news reporters in the Nashville area, sending them public relations press releases regarding the case in order to try and break the urgency of emergency that is driving the news cycle in America today. You know, we get headlines on Twitter and Facebook every 10 minutes.
That's right. It's a lockdown of information that would go against the novel narrative of the government telling everybody we're all going to die, especially if we reopen. And so they only want one side of that news presented. They've been pretty good in terms of gaining control by their censorship. And so that's the key thing. Now, you got a hearing that's coming up today, don't you?
Yeah, at 1:30 Eastern, 1:30 Central, I'm sorry.
Hang on, we got to take a quick break. We'll get that information when we come back. Stay with us. We're talking to Harry Grothjohn with WBCR AM 1470 Radio and Perry Allen, who is a small businessman who's having his life and his livelihood destroyed, along with the people who work for him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's Tuesday morning as I record this important announcement at my kitchen table to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. We're running the biggest sale we've had yet of the year. We won't have a sale this big until our Christmas sale. It's all of our best-selling high-quality supplements for 30 to 60% off. 50% off X2, it's back in stock. 60% off the 8-pack Power Stack, that's our best deal. That's an amazing product. 50% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off Vaso Beats, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off Real Red Bull Plus, despite the fact that it's close to selling out. This is all available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they also fund the InfoWar, which makes them even more amazing. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality you're going to find. Incredible benefits. It's back in stock. 50% off. Take action now. Make your life better and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity.
because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
My thumb, you're going to be declared essential or non-essential. I'll give you a thumbs up or thumbs down. If it's thumbs down, we kill your business. We kill your livelihood. We make you and your employees dependent on the government for a handout. And we give everybody the same amount of money. Does that sound familiar? We've seen this movie before. We've seen this story before. It's not novel. We've had epidemics that are have much higher case fatality rates. And a total number of people killed, much higher. In the past, we didn't do any of this. And so this is a different agenda. We're talking to Harry Grothjohn at WBCR, AM 1470 Truth Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee. He and other local businessmen they have a lawsuit, and there is also a hearing today, temporary restraining order. Harry, tell us a call for action as to what people can do to help, to stand together, because if we don't stand together, we're going to hang separately.
Exactly. Well, the temporary restraining order, David, is really the key, because the purpose of the case is to restrain the governor's tyrannical overreach of power through the Emergency Powers Act by taking on the power of the legislature to make law. And irregardless, if we win the case, it's going to get or lose it, it's going to get appealed. But the action that makes the difference is the fact that we have filed a petition for a restraining order, because in the state of Tennessee, the law says, you know, if you have somebody that's suffering hardship and is losing their essential services, then those people, you know, can file for a restraining order against the loss that's being perpetrated against them by the party they're suing in order mm-hmm. to gain relief. You know, at least while the court case is being settled.
And because if you don't do that, it winds up being a Pyrrhic victory. I mean, you know, if these people are allowed to if the governor is allowed to continue to shut down your business, then even if you win a year or 2 years from now, because court cases grind slowly, it doesn't matter at that point.
Exactly. And because it's, you know, this is the state government, we're in Knoxville. This is 3 hours drive to the west in Nashville. You know, it's being heard telephonically over through the Chancery Court in Davidson County, which is where Nashville is, by a Chancery Court judge by the name of Perkins, who is at 615-862-5710 and extension 718-76. So Perkins needs to hear from the other business owners and liberty lovers in Tennessee that, hey, Judge, you are, you know, responsible for keeping the executive and the legislative branches, departments, separate according to state constitution. And the legislature has given the governor an Emergency Powers Act that turns over their lawmaking power to the governor, which is destroys our republic.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we have seen several cases where people have stood together and the government has backed down over this very issue, over the coronavirus shutdown. Of course, you know, we've seen things like that at the Bundy Ranch. People stand together and they back off. And then they come after people later on. But, you know, but you still stand together at that point as well. If you stand together, they will back off. It's kind of interesting that Elon Musk, as he took that stand and said, okay, we're going to open up anyway. And they said, well, we're not going to let you open up. And he got vocal about it and they backed down. That locality, yet that's because he's a big fish. And, of course, Perry Allen, with your venue there, the skating rink, you're not Elon Musk. And so there seems like there's one standard for the Elon Musks of the world and another one for other people who have small businesses, isn't it?
That's exactly right, David. And, you know, skating rinks to survive through you know, the Depression, they survived World War One, World War Two, and, you know, through the Civil Rights Movement, and we were there. We were the ones that were playing the music and inviting everybody in, and the pressure relief valve of society.
That's right.
The bars, the
movie theaters as well. I mean, you know, movie theaters were a place to relax. Yeah.
And people need to have a place where they can come and let off steam and come and exercise. I mean, physical activity brings results not tomorrow or next week, but immediately after you do it.
Yeah.
And the family's coming out. You know, family can't go to a bar or a nightclub, but they can go to a park. They can go to the roller skating rink or the bowling alley, and they've been disallowed that privilege to do that. And
that's right.
Assault on our liberty. You know, everybody knows about the dark ages. Well, we are in a global dark age right now where there's so much disinformation, so much negativity going on. And when I talked to one of the representatives the other day, I said, we need to work on a campaign of positive reinforcement, you know, reinforcing the positive attributes of socializing with other people, because people
are
social beings.
And, you know, Perry, I think that the key to taking this back is not really going to be from Washington, because I don't think Trump's going to turn around. I don't think you're going to have anybody in Washington say, yeah, you know, we need to do this from the bottom up. No, it's always they're going to solve all the problems for you. Now, I think it's really going to be churches who are going to stand up. I had a pastor at the beginning of the week, and he was saying, look, social distancing, he says, that's such a strange oxymoron. He said, you have to have human contact. And that's really something that the churches are all about and should be all about. And I think it can be reclaimed from that standpoint. If they defy this, then it makes in these mass gatherings, and they should defy this, then that helps to do two things. It helps with civil disobedience to shut down these authoritarian orders. And then it also helps to overcome the unwarranted fear, the obsessive compulsive fear that has come from Fauci and poisoned the minds of America. We need to reclaim it. We need to show people together without masks, without social distancing, and reclaim our community again. And if we do that, then businesses like yours are going to be able to do that as well.
It's like you're right, David, and you guys are the Paul Revere of society. You're out there sounding the alarm. We need to start being a minuteman. We need to pick up our arms. Everybody, no matter what position you are in life, whatever you can influence, you get out there and influence, and be social media or at your job or at your business, and take a stand.
That's right.
Against this tyranny.
That's right. They say, hey, you know, if you stood by and did nothing when they came for the roller skating rink owner, they're going to be coming for you next. You don't even have to have a business. They're going to keep you locked down, and they're going to keep you under solitary confinement. That is the plan. That's the plan for you and for your children and your grandchildren. Bill Gates wants all the health care to be telecare. He wants all the education to be tele-education. He wants you doing everything through his little portal, his virtual reality. And he's not going to stop until he gets that. Any final comment, Harry, that you'd like to make before we go?
Well, this is critical, David. You know, this is our republic on the line. This is going to set the precedent. Are we going to allow tyranny to rule and rob us of our republic? Or are we going to stand up and defend our republic and demand the judiciary and Judge Perkins in Nashville's Chancery Court to uphold the Constitution of the state of Tennessee and uphold our temporary restraining order against the governor's tyranny and let Perry and these other quote-unquote non-essential businesses enjoy the God-given liberties of their blood-bought veteran forefathers paid for at the battlefield.
That's right. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. All right, we'll be looking. We want to get an update from you guys, find out what happens. Again, that's WBCR 1470 AM. And one last thing, Perry, what is the name of your rink there in Knoxville?
It's Roll Arena Party Zone.
All right, good, good. People, keep that in mind in Knoxville, and make sure that you stand with the businesses who are standing for your God-given freedoms.
David, let me.
All right, thank you, guys.
Can I give you the judge's phone number again?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
615-862-5710, and he is at extension 718-76. 718-76.
Okay, good. Yeah, people, be polite. This is not the time for threats. Do not call a judge and make a threat, but tell them what you believe the law is, and that they need to stand for individual liberty, that they need to treat people equally before the law, and that we need to have laws and not dictates coming from a governor. If the law is in their mouth, we live under a dictatorship. Or as somebody pointed out on Twitter, when I asked what we should call this flu d'etat, they said, call it a doctatorship. I think that's a pretty good way to put that. All right, thank you, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. Listen, the thing that supports us here at InfoWarsStore.com is InfoWarsStore.com, the products that we have there. We got big discounts right now, 30 to 60% off our best-selling items. We've got Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Those have been out of stock, but they're now back in stock, and we put them on 50% discount. Krill Oil and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Many other products up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our best-selling products. It wasn't always that way. We hardly ever promoted it when we first launched it a few years ago, but people slowly began to try it, and almost everyone that orders it reorders it. That's why we're offering it right now at InfoWarsLife.com at 50% off, even though we're about to sell out. Because I want people who've been on the fence, who've heard us talk about it, who've read some of the reviews, to experience it for yourself. And this is important. It's not just all the key vitamins and minerals you need. It's also got amino acids that are known to help you absorb more of this into your body. And that's really important for folks that are older, because a lot of people don't absorb vitamins and minerals in pill form or caplet form, but they get a higher absorption rate when it's liquid. So this powdered formula goes great into water, into other juices. It's good for adults. It's good for children. Take advantage of this super sale that's about to end at InfoWarsLife.com today with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and InfoWars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on lying.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, one of the tactics of the propagandists, of the Marxists, is the Hegelian dialectic, giving people a false dichotomy. You got two choices, this or this. It's like, well, no, actually, we got other choices. You're just not letting those other choices be considered. And so when we look at this, we see that the debate right now that is allowed in mainstream media is lives or lockdown. If you don't lock everything down, lives are going to be lost. Well, that's not really the trade-off. Because, you know, as President Trump has said, this is war. And I agree with him. I don't think this is a crisis that has risen to the level of war, but it does have a lot of similarities to war, like the wars that we've been engaged in my lifetime. It's basically done without a formal declaration or color of, it's done under color of law without any legal authority. And it doesn't have any definition of an endpoint. It's done for the benefit of people who have business interests, or the cronies in Washington. So a lot of things there look like a war. We see that most of the wars begin, the first step, the first wave, are sanctions. The sanctions are to weaken the people that you're going to go war against, right? You make sure that they have economic shortages, hardships, shortages of food, medicine, energy. Oh, those have all been done in the first wave here, haven't they? That's what I said from the very beginning. I said, what this is, it is a war against the American people. And the first step of war is sanctions. Then comes the second wave. And we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. That's going to be when you actually put boots on the ground. And from what President Trump said yesterday, it sounds like the boots on the ground are going to be putting shots in your arms as well. Actually going to go to war with the American people, using the military to deliver vaccines. And I don't hear anything about informed consent. I don't hear anything about choice. I don't hear anything about even bothering to do any testing of what they're going to inject in people. But if you're going to have this distributed by the Army, if you're going to have more vaccines and hypodermic needles and you have population, you know, they're talking about doing 500 million hypodermic needles, new contract, right? Well, we've only got 330 million people in the U.S. So, you know, that's they got a few extra ones. Just in case some of them get damaged as they're trying to force them on people. So that's going to be the second part of this. But let's understand, you know, when we talk about these trade-offs, and we hear all these people saying, well, you know, we got to get the economy open. That's what the lieutenant governor here said. And don't talk like that. If you are in politics, if you're going to try to lead people, you ought to be able to make a persuasive argument. And when you start talking about the economy, it's just an abstraction to most people. You have to talk about how this affects individuals' lives. You have to talk about what's going on with the community. You know, even the Mises Institute, which is all about economics, Ludwig von Mises, they will always refer to his understanding of economics and of society and socialism and so forth. They point out the original meaning of the economy is not simply what we see today from the economists, a sum total of exchanges of material goods and services among consumers, businesses, and governments to be measured as a gross domestic product. No, it's not that. It originally came from a Greek word that meant household affairs. It came to refer by extension to the entire life of the community. And that's what we're really talking about here. We're talking about shutting down the economy. You're talking about shutting down the life of the community. And the life of the community is just that. It's held together by community, by social interaction. And if you shut that down, you have shut down much more than just financial transactions. You have constrained people to a life of imprisonment, of psychological attack and so forth, of spiritual attack. That's why I said the churches have to lead this, because the churches should be about community. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap.
It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with what I consider to be America's coming bio war. Maybe they're trying to start a civil war. I don't understand what President Trump thinks he's doing. Quite frankly, to talk about how you're not going to get back to normal unless you have a vaccine, that is about as provocative to many of us as saying, we're going to come by and take your guns. Eric Swalwell and many Democrat candidates have gotten a lot of political capital out of the authoritarianism of the Democrat Party saying, we got to save lives, so we're going to take all your guns. And President Trump's equivalent to this is, we got to save lives, so we're going to force vaccinate you against your consent. I don't hear any talk about informed consent. The only concern appears to be, let's get people back. Let's go to, we'll play you the clip, and I'm going to tell you what I think about this. I've also got Alex Jones's take on this. But, you know, when President Trump was talking to Maria Bartiromo about how do we get back to normal, she says, does that mean that we have tests and we wear masks everywhere? Don't you think that's what we should do? I mean, she didn't say, don't you think that's what we should do? But it's like, yeah, let's do that, right? And he goes, no, we don't want that. I was like, good. And he says, I went to a football game, college game, 110,000 people. Do we really want to have a football game where only 25,000 people are allowed to be there? No, we don't want that. And then he starts going off on his jag about vaccines and how it's going to be delivered by the military. And the military is going to save us from all this stuff. Let me tell you, when we talk about saving lives, this article I was talking about at the top of the hour about the Mises Institute, Ludwig von Mises talks about human action and so forth, the common good. That's really what economics is about. Is it really about maximizing profits for a few oligarchs? Well, if that is the case, you need to understand that when the left pushes back on this, calls us sociopaths, says that we are sacrificing lives for cash or so forth. Just understand, the people who are making out like bandits in all this are the oligarchs. The people, the bankers who are making so much money off of the bank loans and so forth. And it's having just the opposite effect, if that's truly what the left does not want to have happen. But we know that the left's political leaders are deeply connected to these oligarchs, just like the right's political leaders in the Republican Party are as well. But they point out in this article, they said, when soldiers are deployed against an invading army, the primary aim is to defend the integrity of society. Military defense is not carried out primarily to save individual lives or to reduce individual suffering. More lives might conceivably be lost and more individual suffering occasioned in the process of defending the country than if the country were to capitulate and to allow the invader to take over. This has always been the case, folks. When we look at it, I talked about 1776, or I talked about the Alamo. I said, really? Are we really going to do this? Stand down? What was the case fatality rate at the Alamo? 100%. And they knew that going in. They were fighting for their lives, the lives of their children, the lives of their grandchildren. They were fighting for liberty. And we keep hearing all this, thank you for serving. Thank you for keeping America free. Really? Is that what the veterans fought for? They may have thought they were fighting for that, but that's not what they were fighting for. Now, these wars are still going on. Soldiers are still being killed. And now our government is turning against us. I see a lot of talk, a lot of flag waving, a lot of saluting of uniforms, a lot of worshiping of people in uniforms by President Trump. And quite frankly, it has the smell of fascism involved in that because he's not talking about liberty. He's not talking about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And when you start to look at the trappings of nationalism and you separate it from liberty, you're on the way to fascism. And I am not throwing this around like the left does. I'm not an orange man bad person, and you know that if you've listened to this program. But what I see happening here is absolutely no regard for individual liberty, informed consent, the Bill of Rights. No talk about that. Do I ever hear President Trump talk about that? I'm waiting. I'd like to hear him say something about how he supports liberty and informed consent when it comes to medical care. But that is not anything that I've heard him say. So I'm very concerned about what's going to be happening at this point. He's sounding more like a bigger cheerleader for vaccines than Bill Gates. Maybe he's got Bill Gates writing his speeches for him or informing him, giving him little lessons there in the White House. I want to play for you what Alex Jones had to say about what's going on with this, and then we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Here's Alex Jones' comment on President Trump's vaccination by the military.
We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year,
you can't do that with doctors.
Give it to a lot of people very,
can't
very
do it with
rapidly.
UPS.
What nightmare alternate universe have we woken up in where President Trump is out Fauciing Fauci? Where President Trump is going further than even the UN, the WHO are, even further than Bill Gates has, and is saying he'll have the military mobilized to inoculate every single American. Is President Trump trying to create hope that he's got a solution to the COVID-19? The solution to the COVID-19 hysteria is, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, not having fear. Because the only fear we have to fear is fear itself. This thing isn't even as deadly as the flu. They're counting every other death that happens as COVID-19. It's all confirmed. That's why they can cycle it up and cycle it down. They can say, oh, we're getting thousands of deaths a day or no deaths a day, because they chose the common cold as their fraud. And now with the whole history of vaccine damage, and Bill Gates even admitting that this new vaccine is going to cause a lot of side effects and health problems, and with the secret vaccine fund since 1986 paying out over $4 billion to people damaged by vaccines, and the fact that Trump promised to appoint a commission with Robert Kennedy Jr. heading it up to expose the dangers of vaccines, it is a major, major betrayal of common sense, of the Bill of Rights, of the Constitution, and of President Trump's most ardent supporters to come out with a draconian, unconstitutional announcement like this. Because the implication of having the military do it is, if you don't go along with it, you're not with the U.S. military. And the implication is, this is going to be a forced inoculation, as the Democratic Party, the U.N., and Bill and Melinda Gates have proposed, including the New York Times today, to make everyone take the inoculation to be able to have a travel pass to get on a plane or have a job. This is medical tyranny run by the WHO. And if President Trump goes along with this, he has made himself a true enemy of common sense, of medical freedom and safety, and of the American people. We must all contact the president however we can and Congress and demand the president come back to his senses and reverse course now. But regardless, they're coming with forced inoculations. They're coming with their HR 6666 with the contact tracers. They are coming for our freedoms, and we must refuse.
I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with a vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
And just you're just meeting. Doing something with syringes as well so that you can have it plentiful.
That's right.
You have enough vaccine.
We will have the tremendous force because assuming we get it, then you have
All right, we've got to take a break. You want to see the rest of that report, you can find it. It's top link at band.video. Alex Jones warns Trump against forced COVID-19 vaccines. We'll be right back.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses. And fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Block has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance. And we're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Here in New York City that has 19 different restaurants said his dining halls would probably remain closed until there is a vaccine. He's bought in to the narrative. His name is Danny Meyer. He's got 19 restaurants, restaurants like Gramercy Tavern, Union Square Cafe, two pricey restaurants in Manhattan. He told Bloomberg all of his eateries were shuttered in early March. He says, we won't be welcoming guests into our full-service restaurants for a very long time. Probably not until there's a vaccine. Very frustrating, but it's the safe way to go, he said. It's a report from Zero Hedge. They point out that restaurants that are betting on a vaccine to reopen will be disappointed. Why will they be disappointed? You know, because, folks, this is not something that is going to... You have to understand, as we see this so-called whistleblower that they're talking so much about, Rick Bright, you notice the language that he's using? I've talked about this before. Dark winter. This is going to be the darkest winter in modern history. He's actually able. I mean, we used to accuse the government of picking winners and losers by their regulations. Well, now they've just come out with lockdown and shutdown demands. Without even having any regulations, right? It's just dictates. And instead of saying we're picking winners and losers, they say, well, you're essential, you're not essential. How is that not picking winners and losers? How is that allowed in America? Why are we standing for this? I know that's what they want to do. And you know, because you've been listening to this for years, and I know that my listening audience does not agree with the growth in government that we've seen, but it's this unrelenting expansion of government under both Republicans and Democrats that has led us to this point. They have an insatiable appetite, and they will not stop until they have basically killed the host. They're parasites. You know, it's not really in the interest of the parasite to kill the host, but that's what the parasite always does. It has to do a complete takeover. And that's what this parasite in Washington is doing. And yet we turn to it to protect us? These people who have been wargaming about a bioweapon takedown of America, they called the exercises Dark Winter. They had Dark Winter 2 that they were promoting as well. So now they're saying it's going to be the darkest winter we've had. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, right? I get it. I get it, Bright. Yeah, he was there. He was pushing against any kind of treatment that would help. You know, the doctor that I played earlier in Dallas, she says, yeah, I treat a lot of COVID-19 patients. And she talked about how it's different from standard cold, how she can diagnose it and so forth. So they're waking up with night sweats like malaria. She said they've got a cough that happens when they start to breathe deeply and so forth. And perhaps it's the fact that they had night sweats and temperatures at night that clued people into the fact that a malaria drug might be useful. And yet, look at all the pushback from people like Rick Bright against hydroxychloroquine. Even saying, it cost us lives because, you know, we went down this dead-end path. No, that's not the dead-end path. The dead-end path is the vaccines and rushing to get these to market. Because the reason this is being done is because Wall Street, business owners, many other individuals, including President Trump, have bought the lie from Fauci and Gates and the World Health Organization that you're not going to have normal return until everybody gets a vaccine. And they're going to demand that everybody get the vaccine. That's what they've been preparing everybody for with the measles, MMR. We've got an outbreak of measles. Now, nobody died because people typically don't die from measles. It can happen, but it is very, very rare. And yet, look at the 10-alarm fire drill that would happen every time they found somebody with measles. It happened in January in L.A. Look at this. We had a person come into the airport with measles. We got to lock down dozens of people, hundreds of people, or whatever, that came in contact with them. These have all been preparatory drills to prepare the population mentally and to prepare the legal framework for mandating vaccines. You're not going to go back to school. Now it's going to be you're not going to go back to school. You're not going to go back to your job. You're not going to get out of your house arrest unless you take the vaccine. And we have examples now. We're not going to give you any exceptions because you're concerned about its safety and efficacy. We're not going to give you any religious exemptions because you feel like this is basically cannibalism, and it is. The way they have used aborted fetuses to develop their vaccines. And so they don't care about any of that. And the psychological operation has been put on people to say, your vaccination does not protect you against measles or fill in the blanks. The other people have to get a vaccine or you're not protected. I mean, that kind of doublethink just defies logic. But we see that now with the masks. The masks, like the vaccines, are not safe and they're not effective. As many individuals have pointed out, the viral particles are so small that to wear these masks, especially a homemade mask like that, you might as well put up a chain link fence to keep mosquitoes out. I mean, that's the best analogy that I've seen for that. It's not effective. The masks are not effective. They have deleterious side effects. I've got an article here from Dr. Blaylock that goes into a lot of details about how it exacerbates many different health conditions. If you're sick with COVID-19, it even intensifies that and so forth. So like the vaccines, it creates a whole new set of problems. It doesn't protect against what it was supposed to do. But like the vaccine, these other people over there, they've got to wear the mask or you're not protected. If the mask worked, you'd be protected. If the vaccine worked, you'd be protected. But the narrative is you're only protected if the other people wear the mask, if the other people get the shot. And so don't tell me that if new normal means having a vaccine and making it available to people, it isn't going to be mandated. And now with all the talk that Trump, you just heard it, military, 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 military. If he wants to set off a civil war, that's the way to do it. And that may be the plan. That may be the plan. Yeah, it's not what Q's been telling you. This is the globalist plan. A civil war, a complete eradication of society, a take no prisoners raising of everything that we have known. And then on the ash heaps of that to build their new dystopian society. A utopia for them. Get rid of a lot of us who are useless eaters in their minds, and then they can have free reign on what's left. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Representative Matt Shea in Washington State. He's going to talk to us about what is happening there, and we've seen it happening in other places, the so-called detention camps that are being prepared for people who test positive. That's really where you're going to need to push back first against this mandatory testing. That is a license to lock you up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. It's Tuesday morning as I record this important announcement at my kitchen table to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. We're running the biggest sale we've had yet of the year. We won't have a sale this big until our Christmas sale. It's all of our best-selling high-quality supplements for 30 to 60% off. 50% off X2, it's back in stock. 60% off the 8-pack Power Stack, that's our best deal. That's an amazing product. 50% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off Vaso Beats, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off Real Red Pill Plus, despite the fact that it's close to selling out. This is all available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they also fund the InfoWar, which makes them even more amazing. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality you're going to find. Incredible benefits. It's back in stock. 50% off. Take action now. Make your life better and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Representative Matt Shea of the state of Washington. And you can follow him and find him voteshea.com. Also on Twitter at Rep Matt Shea. That's Matt with two T's. R-E-P-M-A-T-T Shea. S-H-E-A. Matt has some information as to what's happening in this second wave, folks. Understand the first wave is really kind of economic sanctions to threaten our food supply, our medicine supply, to bankrupt the middle class, mom and pop retailers and so forth. The next wave is to say, the second wave of propaganda is say, there's going to be a second wave of disease, which, again, we can look at this and see how they cooked the statistics on the first wave. And they're cooking the statistics on this one as well. We can see these giant spikes. Where did that come from? It's just a statistical manipulation. Nevertheless, in the second wave, what they're going to be doing is they're going to be pushing testing. And if you test positive, some very unpleasant things are going to happen. You're going to be traced. You're going to be followed, surveilled, and possibly interred. And on that point, I want to bring in Matt Shea, because already they're setting up some temporary facilities there in Washington State, aren't they, Matt?
They are. And it's interesting, you know, 10 years ago, I remember being on with Alex and we were talking about this potentiality way into the future. Well, now it's here. Yeah. Down in Clinton Tat County. We have pictures of a temporary isolation facility that has been set up. One of our great patriots, Ashley, went down there and she actually talked to these folks, interviewed them, and essentially they're going to have seven trailers set up down there right now. Another one's coming in today and two more next week. And it was being operated by Search and Rescue, which I don't even think that's in their purview. So it'd be interesting to see if that's a misappropriation of funds, but it's happening here in Washington.
Wow. Yeah. I guess, do they work for FEMA or?
Right.
And I mean, who knows? I mean, there's nothing, you can't really find, there's not anything that's being done that's in any of these government agencies' purview. I mean, we're in all new territory now, aren't we, Matt?
We are in all new territory. And what's most disturbing about this is that local elected officials have confirmed that these isolation facilities are mandatory to move to phase two of reopening. So these are being set up in counties all over Washington State. Here in Spokane, it's also at the fairgrounds. And years ago, we had heard that if they were going to set up, quote unquote, relocation centers, that it would be at these county fairgrounds. And sure enough, that's exactly what's happening.
I think that's what where it was located in Nashville as well, where they set up a camp to put people that tested positive. One guy who is 39 years old didn't like being there. So after a day or so, he hopped the fence. They arrested him and charged him with escaping a penal facility, not with breaking quarantine, which is a misdemeanor, but with escaping a penal facility. And so that should raise alarms for everybody, along with the fact, Matt, that we keep seeing more and more information about how this rapid virus test that's coming from Abbott Labs is not very accurate. There's a headline story from AP. FDA probes the accuracy issue of Abbott's rapid virus test. So if you get a test, and as many of them have said, look, you could trigger a false positive if you're just recovering from a regular cold with this Abbott test. And then they could whisk you or any of your family members, perhaps, off to this facility. I mean, this is something very concerning.
It is very concerning. And right now they're pushing back. In fact, Facebook started to censor some of our posts last night saying this was false information because these are entirely voluntary, except for the fact that in a couple of documents, one of them, the request for voluntary quarantine, it says, quote, if you do not comply with this request for voluntary quarantine, we may use a detention order enforced by the police to assure your compliance. It doesn't sound too voluntary to me. And I think
it sounds like the voluntary system of taxation we have from the IRS, right? It's just a voluntary tax, but if you don't comply, we'll send the guys with guns to haul you off with it.
Really, I think across America, what has been disturbing is the feckless leadership of county commissioners and sheriffs, where they really could step in here, prevent bureaucrats from coming in and terrorizing our businesses, prevent bureaucrats from coming in and trying to split families up, as our governor said, where if there's children in the home that maybe have not tested positive, that they might be removed from the home here. In fact, he said that it's, again, voluntary compliance unless you can't safely self-isolate. And of course, this is in the perspective of the health officer. Then you could be taken to a, quote, facility of the state's choosing, end quote. I don't want to draw too many comparisons to Germany or to the former Soviet Union, but this is the kind of language 3 years ago was supposed to be conspiracy theory, never true. And here we're facing it in America today.
You know, all this euphemisms that are going on, you know, well, this is voluntary. But if you choose not to volunteer, then we will detain you. We'll not arrest you. We'll not make any charges. And everybody who's been involved in any kind of interaction where the police are trying to intimidate people, I've been there as well. Oh, am I being arrested? No, you're just being detained. It's like, well, if I'm not being arrested, am I free to go? No, you're going to be detained and we'll use force against you if necessary. So they don't call that arrest, but it is arrest. And I played a clip, Matt, of a family in Canada. They had police, they videotaped it and put it up, but they had several police officers come into their home, not wearing masks, saying, somebody you know tested positive for coronavirus, so we're going to take you in. Well, I don't want to go in. Well, we're going to take you anyway. Am I being arrested? No, you're not being arrested, but if you don't come with us voluntarily, we will use force against you. And they handcuffed them and took them out. And of course, they were not wearing masks either.
Right. It's all for our own good, all for our own safety. And I think the more concerning part of it, even than all of that, is that anybody that has had, you know, 10 seconds, right, around somebody that may have tested positive for coronavirus weeks ago is now on this big database and this big list that they're creating. And so it wouldn't be too far of a stretch to look down, because we've seen this in Washington with a law enforcement apparatus. We've seen this at the national level where the law enforcement apparatus, the intelligence apparatus, has been used against political opponents. It's not too far a stretch to say they look down this database list and see if there's any political opponents there, and they start the contact tracing with their political opponents. That, I think, is...
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely believe that's going to be the case, because, Matt, I've been talking about biometric surveillance since I've been here at InfoWars. I've been here almost 8 years. They started this type of stuff, geospatial intelligence, activity-based intelligence. That began in the late 1990s. It's where James Clapper's career has mostly been, and it is the fastest-growing part of intelligence, and that gives them the ability to do the kind of surveillance and control the population the Chinese government has done. And now they're selling that. We've got all these mainstream media organizations saying, we need to be able to do what China does. Yes, it's very distasteful when they do that to people for political purposes, but hey, if they do it to protect us against a cold virus, then that's good. And we need to have more of that. And what's going to get you is going to be your smartphone, because they've already talked about how they're going to cooperate with all this stuff. And they can, you know, Babel Streets even has an app for it that they've already sold to a lot of jurisdictions, Locate X, where they say, we're going to put a fence around this area. And then anybody who goes into that area, we're going to look them up, and anybody they've been in contact with. So this is how it metastasizes into complete surveillance and biometric tracking and social credit system.
It's exactly right. And again, this is happening in America. And so it's important for everybody out there that's watching the show today. We have to stand up at the local level. We have to really put pressure on our county commissioners and our sheriffs to do their jobs. And in fact, I think these are the times where elected officials should be putting their careers, their jobs on the line to stand between tyranny and the people, instead of the constituents and business owners putting their jobs and their livelihoods on the line to try and fight back against this. This is really a testing of America's character right now. And I know there's a lot of great sheriffs and county commissioners around the country that are beginning to stand up, but it's going to take all of us to stand against this tyranny. And unfortunately, Washington State is right at the epicenter of this. And these ideas that are being tested here in Washington State are very likely going to spread across the rest of the country.
You're absolutely right. And the people in your area are lucky to have somebody who will stand in the gap, who is not a feckless leader. Matt Shea, we're going to be right back with Matt Shea. Talk about what's coming up next. Stay with us.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom.
InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids, because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah. When I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole. He was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, folks, we got to get smart about this. we've had a takeover that has happened very, very quickly, and it's really nothing to laugh at. I mean, this is a dark comedy, but we are literally living in some kind of a cross between Brazil and Dr. Strangelove. It's what America looks like to me, and it's what America looks like to a lot of people. There's a grandmother in Washington State, and we're talking to Matt Shea. Matt, this is Ancedra Woolley. She said she showed up to a park. She removed the caution tape because they put this yellow caution tape around like it's some kind of scene of a crime. She says, I'm advocating for our poor kids that have been locked up for 50 days. She said, I wake up and I wonder, am I really here? Is this happening? And yeah, she was fed up with it. And the cop showed up and arrested her. Matt, what do you think about that?
Well, you have a grandma who wants to take kids to the playground. Used to be something in America nobody would think twice about. And Ancedra Woolley, apparently. That's a crime now. And they charged her with criminal trespass. They give her a paper arrest. And rightfully so, she said enough is enough. And yeah, we evaluated this, and the numbers have been inflated on this virus. And the fact is that the vast majority of people, this virus is a low risk. And she said, we need to get back outside and be Americans again. And I applaud her for her stand. And I hope that a lot more people around Washington stand up and say enough is enough, and around the United States.
Yeah, it used to be that when people would run for office, they would at least defend mom and apple pie, or, you know, grandma. We can't find the apple pie anymore at the grocery store. The shelves are getting bare, and the grandmas are being arrested by the police. You know, we had also in Washington State, we had Greg Anderson, a Seattle cop, did a video talking about his oath to the Constitution. He didn't understand why police were doing the types of things like we just saw happen, you know, just talked about happening with his grandma. Why would police arrest somebody for that? For going to a park with some children in the sunshine to let them get some fresh air. Why would you do that? He said, here's the Constitution. He talked about that. At first, his supervisor said, hey, great job. Within a couple of hours, those above them had his supervisor call him and say, you take that down or you're going to be put on a leave of absence. And then he was, and eventually fired because he refused to take that down.
Look, Greg Anderson probably gave one of the most important messages of the last decade.
Yes.
When I was in the military, we actually did briefings before we deployed overseas on just war and also on taking unlawful orders and then what to do about it. And, you know, if you go all the way back to the Nuremberg trials, this issue was already settled. We are all individually held accountable for a moral standard, regardless of what anybody else around us is doing. And in regards to government.
Yeah, because at Nuremberg, they said, hey, I was just following orders. And as you point out, that's not a justification. It wasn't at Nuremberg, and it's not in Washington State or the United States today. Just following orders does not justify you violating the Constitution, because that's the supreme law of the land that you took an oath to uphold.
Right. And I'd like to kind of change the paradigm a little bit. We're not talking about civil disobedience. We're talking about civil obedience,
yeah,
because we're obeying the Constitution. Every elected official in this country has taken an oath to defend the Constitution. And here's the key. Regardless of what anybody else is doing around them, regardless of what the governor is saying, regardless of what the county commissioners are saying, regardless of what the county sheriff is saying, they took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and to stand between tyranny and the people. And we need to start seeing that happen. And Greg Anderson's message is absolutely spot on, that the true thing to do for a warrior and for a soldier is not just to follow orders. It's actually to have moral courage as well and stand up and say, that's wrong. We're not going to follow that. And oh, by the way, I'm going to risk my career. I'm going to risk my job. And by the way, I don't think politicians should have careers. But I'm going to risk my job. I'm going to lay everything on the line, my life, my fortune, my sacred honor on the line to defend what's right. And that's something that I think is truly American and is at the core of the American spirit. And we should see that breaking out all over the country. And we are in spots. But unfortunately, I just see too many elected officials who are not doing that. I see too many, unfortunately, law enforcement officers that are not doing that. And this needs to change if we want to see our constitutional republic continue to the next generation.
Yeah, I said when I covered it, and we have the report on band.video if you guys want to look it up. It's a cop fired for questioning governor acting as a dictator. I said at the time, I said when they fired him, people in areas that want to have freedom, they need to find individuals like Greg Anderson, and they need to hire them as their police chief or as their sheriff in that area. That's what I would be on the lookout for. If I had any say-so in terms of hiring who law enforcement is going to be, I'd be looking for those types of people, because that really is where our freedom is going to be protected, Matt. That's why I want to talk to you. It's really going to be the state representatives. It's going to be the local government officials. It's going to be the local law enforcement officers. They're the ones who can stand against these unconstitutional orders, and really only them. I mean, we're seeing that from the president down to the governor to all these different people, they're just ignoring the Constitution left and right. And the only times that people are safe are when they have a constitutional sheriff who will stand in the gap for them. That's why this election needs to focus from the bottom up instead of from the top down, I think.
It absolutely has to. And again, with officials like Greg Anderson that have stood up, you know, law enforcement officers and peace officers across this country that have stood up, we need to stand with him. And as I understand it, Greg Anderson has some job offers that have already come into him. And I applaud those sheriffs that have offered him a job, yeah, because that's exactly what needs to happen. People need to know that if they're doing the right thing, others are going to stand with them. And this is going to be an American thing. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in his book, A Gulag Archipelago, made a very important point. As they're in the gulag, they're talking about at what point should we have done something. I can't even imagine what that would have been like, sitting in a Soviet prison camp wondering when you should have done something. And his answer was very simple. We should have done something when they came to take our neighbor's stuff. And that's where we're at right now. So it's not just about you or your family. It's about when they come to do this to your neighbor or a grandmother in Cedro Woolley, Washington, or a police officer in Seattle, or a state representative in Spokane, or somebody in Texas. We need to stand up for them, and we need to do it right now.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing that Pastor Martin Niemöller said in Nazi Germany. Same thing Solzhenitsyn said. Hey, you should have stopped this when it first began, because if you don't stand there and uphold the principle, then once they establish a tyranny and principle in a small step, there's nothing to stop them, because you've basically then surrendered that. And again, let's get back to Washington and the press conference that was held there in your state May 12th, just 3 days ago, where the governor was asked about what they were going to do if people, in terms of contact tracing and testing and so forth. And about 6 weeks or so ago, I had a whistleblower send me a thing, said, hey, look, they're going to do daily testing. They're going to give you a colored wristband, and then you'll be allowed to travel for one day. And then you'll have to do that again the next day. And as the governors asked this question about contact tracing, what are you going to do if a family's want to refuse to test or they want to self-isolate? They said, well, we'll designate somebody to get their groceries for them. In other words, they're not going to even get out to go to the grocery store. It's going to be total house arrest if you don't submit to testing.
It's going to be total house arrest. And if you don't comply, they can put you in a facility, quote unquote, of the state's choosing. Again,
yes.
This is beyond alarming. And I want to share one last anecdote. Years ago, I was talking to a local county sheriff about why fairgrounds were being chosen for these types of things. And he said something quite startling to me. He said, well, it's because there are railroad tracks near them. Now, I don't want to put fear or panic into anybody, but I do want to raise the specter that there is a lot more planning and intentionality that has been going on for years in regards to this than I think a lot of Americans realize. And we need to say enough is enough. What happened in the former Soviet Union and other countries is not going to happen in America. And it's up to us, we the people, as the government of the United States of America, to say if our elected officials aren't going to stand, we the people are.
Yeah, that's a very important point. We've talked about these FEMA camps in the past, as you point out, the state parks, the fairgrounds, rather, and having railroad tracks there. And, of course, you know, we had the NDAA, where they said, well, we're going to give the power to the military to indefinitely detain people without any due process, to basically undergo rendition, to transport them to other facilities if we wish. Of course, that was to fight terrorists. This is now going to be to fight a virus, and we can just suspend the Constitution any way that we wish and do anything to anyone that we wish. That's the way this thing is rolling. Thank you so much, Matt, and thank you for those pictures and the report about what is happening. It isn't going to be just house arrest. They're going to feel free to transport you to the penal area of their choice. We've already seen this, Nashville, and now the report as to what's happening in Washington State. The interviews, the pictures that you had, thank you so much again. You can follow Matt at VoteShea.com, also on Twitter at RepMattShea. Very important to support local officials, folks. We've got to take our liberty back, and we have to do that from the ground up. Good local officials and good law enforcement officials in your area. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our best-selling products. It wasn't always that way. We hardly ever promoted it when we first launched it a few years ago, but people slowly began to try it, and almost everyone that orders it reorders it. That's why we're offering it right now at InfoWarsLife.com at 50% off, even though we're about to sell out. Because I want people who've been on the fence, who've heard us talk about it, who've read some of the reviews, to experience it for yourself. And this is important. It's not just all the key vitamins and minerals you need. It's also got amino acids that are known to help you absorb more of this into your body. And that's really important for folks that are older, because a lot of people don't absorb vitamins and minerals in pill form or caplet form, but they get a higher absorption rate when it's liquid. So this powdered formula goes great into water, into other juices. It's good for adults. It's good for children. Take advantage of this super sale that's about to end at InfoWarsLife.com today with Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, you just heard that interview with Matt Shea. Again, they have pictures of the facilities being set up in fairgrounds. And they are setting up facilities to detain people. This isn't going to be just house arrest to detain people. But a couple of days ago, Inslee, and remember, this is where this all began, right? This is where the false narrative began in Washington State. They focused at the very beginning of this when we locked down the country because we're going to stop this wave of, we're going to flatten the curve. We're going to stop this wave of assault onto the hospitals. So shut down the hospitals except for COVID-19 patients and then shut down the rest of the country. Hospitals are going bankrupt. They're now ripe for a complete government takeover of healthcare. The middle class is going bankrupt. You have the businesses, the mom and pops are being driven out. People have lost their jobs who are working for them. But it's okay because the government's going to put you on a uniform payment system, universal basic income. It'll be very, very basic. And you'll be dependent on the government for all of your money. So you better toe the line and not say anything that would offend the government because they are going to be providing you with your only source of income. You'll have no independence financially. So you'll have to follow everything that they do. And in this press conference a couple of days ago, it was Washington State where they panicked the entire country by focusing on an outbreak in a nursing home. And this became a pattern. Even as Governor Cuomo was one of the first states, the first state was California, shortly followed by New York, where Cuomo locked down the entire state. And then he said, I've got an elderly mother who's in her 90s, and if you give this disease to any elderly people, we're going to hit you with a long prison sentence and a $5,000 fine and so forth. And yet he pushed people who had tested positive for coronavirus, pushed them into the nursing home. It was a government requirement in New York. It's almost like they were trying to exacerbate what they knew was happening, that they would focus on a nursing home, that they would push people in the nursing homes who had that and get their death rates up and then tell everybody, you're all going to die. It's not just the people who are elderly who have two or three or more comorbidities who are going to die. It was a death sentence to those people, and it was a death sentence to the American system of liberty and rule by law. But in this press conference with the Washington governor, I just want to read you the question that was asked. In the press conference, a reporter says, when it comes to contact tracing, how are you guys going to handle people or families who want to refuse to test or refuse to self-isolate if they want to leave their homes to get groceries? I know you said they can't do that. How will you make sure they don't do that? And Governor Jay Inslee's response was, well, we'll attach to the families a family support person, maybe somebody like CPS or something, who will check in with them to see what they need on a daily basis and help them. If they can't get a friend to do the grocery shopping, we will help them get groceries in some fashion. Oh, by the way, if you're a friend and you come in contact with them, you'll be the next one locked down, imprisoned. He says, as far as refusal, it just shouldn't come to that. We've had really good success when we ask people to self-isolate. And they've done so in really high percentages. So we're happy about that. Yes, it's just good sportsmanship, isn't it? And as ActivistPost.com points out, therefore, those individuals who refuse to cooperate with contact tracers, who refuse testing, who refuse to self-isolate, will not be allowed to leave their homes to purchase basic necessities, such as groceries or prescriptions. And then the next question, they said, is how long before this mandated testing or starve will be re-upped to mandated vaccination or starve? Well, stay tuned because we're going to talk about vaccines coming up next. In the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Richard Proctor about that forgotten document, the Constitution. Does it matter? Even if President Trump doesn't talk about the Constitution, does it still matter? Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. We'll be right back.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the preglinone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com. And we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months. So I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's an information war, and you are right in the middle of it, and so are we. The Newsweek article, anti-vaxxers are winning the battle on Facebook. Now, if we talk about this in a war metaphor, they accuse us of being insane or trying to, or dangerous extremists and so forth. All right, as Scott Adams said, it's getting harder and harder to tell these freedom lovers from sociopaths. And we're seeing that more and more often. And I replied and said, oh, it's getting harder and harder to tell these pragmatists from totalitarians, because the pragmatists, people say, well, let's just do what works. What's practical? The Constitution and liberty, that's just not practical anymore. Well, unfortunately, their approaches are not very, don't yield results, do they? We had a prosperous society here because we had a free society. And when you throw that away, you wind up with the kind of society and the kind of shortages and deprivation that we see in Venezuela, that we've seen in every centrally planned economy. And then there's the really ugly side of it, like we've seen in Stalin's Soviet Union or Mao's communist China, where they used food as a weapon against people. And that really has been the case more often than not, as I told you about the book, going into great detail about that a couple of days ago, that it's not overpopulation, it's not natural causes, it's political weapons. Using food as a political weapon that has caused most starvation and famine, by far. So as we look at what's going on with this, and I've pointed out many times the October 2017 hearing from a person who was very well connected to both the Pentagon and to private military companies, testifying to Congress after the Twitter, Google, Facebook people left. They had this guy come on. He goes, is this an information war? Just like Hillary Clinton had said, they were losing it. But he said, we've got to understand that we cannot have a divided United States. In other words, everybody's got to have the same opinion. We need to have all of the press speaking the same thing, telling the same story, the same narrative, the same novel, if you will, the same comic book representation of the coronavirus. Literally, they have a comic book, and a story we have at Infowars.com, bizarre EU-funded comic book, predicted the pandemic and showed the globalists as saviors. Yeah, this is what the news looks like. The news looks like a comic book. And it's got to be monolithic, and it has to have the government's narrative. And if you question whether it was possible for Lee Harvey Oswald to do that, one shooter and so forth, well, then you are a conspiracy theorist. And all those witnesses there who said that they heard shots coming from another direction, and the Zapruder guy who shot the video, they're all conspiracy theorists too. Come on, the government's told you what to think, so just think it. And so he was saying, we've got to silence the cannons on social media. And he did that. about 9-10 months before InfoWars is kicked off of social media. So now Newsweek is saying the anti-vaxxers are winning the battle. Anti-vaccination Facebook pages are currently better at attracting undecided users to their cause than pro-science counterparts. Because see, they own science. Again, we have experts. They all say the same thing, and they don't. Experts never say the same thing. Science is never monolithic. Science always advances when somebody questions the consensus, the conventional wisdom of the established scientists. That's how you do science. That's how you advance science, with skepticism and with questioning and with debate and with data and measurements that you can trust. None of this is being done with the COVID situation. So they don't own science. As a matter of fact, they are anti-science. They're anti-science if they're going to argue from a position of authority. That was one of the four key things that had to be removed, said Francis Bacon, when he set up the scientific method. He said, you have to be able to observe this stuff. You have to be able to repeat it. You have to not go with your prejudices. You have to not rely on experts. That's how you do science. And so these people always say, well, it's science. We have science because we've got experts. And they all say the same thing. Well, then you don't have science. Current situation, they said, is a perfect storm that could see legitimate information drowned out by fringe fake science. Well, if it's fringe and fake, you shouldn't have any problem exposing it, right? You should welcome that debate. So the only people who try to stamp out a different opinion are the people who are trying to protect a vested interest. That's why you typically have these scientific consensus that come together to stamp out a Louis Pasteur or somebody else who says, you know what, I think there's, it's not spontaneous generation. I think it's probably germs or whatever. Shut that man down. We have the science over here. We've already decided what the science is. They said, instead of it being a two-sided war of red versus blue, and where's that come? Oh, well, they've got colored maps there. So they said, we expected to find a network where establishment medical science and government public health advice, they colored that surprisingly blue. Huh. You mean like Democrats and big government types? Yeah. Oh, we'll call that blue. We suspected that would there be this network of blue, of government authoritarian figures who say that they are authoritative. And we thought that'd be a very large, strong core, and it would be surrounded by a small number of fairly disorganized communities expressing a fringe view. In other words, opposing vaccines. So they colored those people red. And so, you know, the core is our scientific establishment, and everybody else is the fringe, the crazy fringe. They said, instead of it being like that, a two-sided war of red versus blue, anti-vaccination has pulled in a huge population of people who ordinarily don't talk a lot online about such issues. Communities on Facebook of pet lovers or parents with a particular interest, because, you know, pet lovers don't want to kill their pets with vaccines either. And interestingly enough, because of the accelerated life changes in animals who have a shorter lifespan than we do, you see those effects come on much more quickly than they do in human beings. And so they become the canaries in the coal mine, if you will. So it's pet lovers or it's parents who are worried about this. And those groups, these users are akin to a civilian population in an insurgency. We will call them green. See how they talk about this as an insurgency? And we got to stamp out this information. And it's an information war and we got to silence them. And do you see how this is organically growing up of people who are actually concerned about the health and welfare of their pets or their children? Imagine that. Blue is fighting in the wrong place. Blue is fighting off to one side. We've got to have the blue people coming after these parents. And they do with their mandatory vaccine laws. The team's findings suggest that an anti-vax Facebook pages are smaller, but they're more nimble than the pro-vaccine communities. Yeah, it's kind of like what's happening with China's attempt to always censor anything that they don't like. Now, we have reported InfoWars.com, China has jailed hundreds of people for questioning official coronavirus narrative. Of course, they question anybody they jail anybody who questions any narrative coming from them. So you have this strong central authority that always presents the same angle about the same problems. Here's the problem that we're attacking right now. Don't talk about anything else. And then here is what we all say about that. And you see that just as heavily on Fox News as you do on CNN and MSNBC. Yes, they will carve off some little issues where they can, and those are typically fringe issues where they differ with each other. But on the central issue, they are going to be in total agreement. China has arrested and imprisoned hundreds of people for merely discussing the coronavirus outbreak in any context that strays from the Communist Party's narrative. In one instance, a lawyer said, quote, the government's long-term tight control over society and people has almost completely destroyed the organization and self-help capabilities of Chinese society. Oh, you mean like here in America under President Trump? Exactly. And he was detained after he wrote, the best way to fight for freedom of expression is for everyone to speak as if we already have freedom of speech. And then they locked him up. It's coming to America. It's already in Europe as well. Big fines. So they use these big fines to push censorship.
Hollenbloch has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Hollenbloch right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in. But despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Hollenbloch for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Hollenbloch. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election, and they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this, and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax,
and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in this segment is Dr. Richard Proctor. Before we get to Dr. Proctor, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this broadcast. Everything that we do is funded by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And even though it is getting more difficult for us to get supplies, because as you know, if you've been to the stores of any sort, you see that everything is getting shorter. We have difficulties in terms of transportation as well as production now introduced into this country because of the shutdown, the lockdown, and it is having an effect. So if you want to make sure that you've covered yourself in terms of products that are going to support your health, support your immune system, even storable food, make sure you get your order in now. We're having, in this next phase, when they start this testing, that's really when they're going to accelerate the lockdown. They're going to pretend that we've had a second wave of infections that pop up, and then they're really going to shut everybody down. You won't go anywhere unless you test and test negative. And that is preparation for the third phase, which President Trump began preparing people for psychologically in his interview, where he said, well, we're going to have the military and we've got all these vaccines and they're going to deliver the vaccines and so forth. That's going to be the third stage. After they get you accustomed that they've got you in a lot of pain now. You want to get out of your house, and you're going to do that under condition of being tested. And then after they establish that they can tell you when you can and cannot go conditionally, then they will make the vaccine part of that condition. So make sure you're prepared in terms of having food stored so that you, whatever you need to do, as well as the kinds of products that are going to support your health naturally. Things like Ultimate Krill Oil, things like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, those have been out of stock. They're now back in stock and 50% off. I mean, not only are we trying to make the stuff available, and that's how we fund our operation here, but we also try to do it in a win-win situation. So we have our products 30 to 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have VasoBeat, for example, 40% off. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. You can get all your essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in an easy-to-take format. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can just make a great-tasting drink. You can make whatever, flavor it however you wish. And you can get all your essential vitamins and minerals. Again, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. Bod Ease is 40% off. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this operation. And without your support, we would not be here. You've been very good to support us so far. All right, let's talk about the Constitution. And to do that, we've got Dr. Richard Proctor with us. You can find his books at bathroomeconomics.com. He talks about economics. He talks about the Constitution. He's got a book to explain the Constitution in great detail to you, historical context, as well as a line-by-line exposition, Saving the Constitution. He's got another one where you can teach your children a Constitution if you can keep it. And he has another series that is a detailed survey of what has happened, how we got liberty, why it's important, and the history of getting that. And thank you for joining us, Dr. Proctor.
I'm glad to be here again. It's a good thing. We've got some important stuff to discuss today that's just come to my attention. There's things going on. You just mentioned the stages. If we don't do some, what you call, civil disobedience, very soon we're going to be followed. They're going to have those phases on us. But civil
disobedience. Yeah, I was just talking, Richard, I was just talking to Matt Shea, and he said, we need to understand that the disobedience is on the side of law enforcement. And we can see that very, very quickly with the story of Greg Anderson, the Seattle cop, who did a wonderful video talking about his duty to obey the Constitution, how he couldn't understand how these other police officers were violating the Constitution. And that's exactly what we're going to see happen if people are forcibly detained or forcibly removed from their homes because of the result of testing or because they did not vaccinate. And you got some important information about that, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. A fellow by the name of Ted White. We've got to give credit to him. He worked hard. He's in Hawaii. He put together a page for me talking about Title 18 of the U.S. Code. It had in Section 242. It says in very detail that it's called the color of law. Right there, you can see under right down there, it says whoever under color of law. We have to understand what color of law means. Color of law means that the officials in the government are assuming rights they know they do not have, and they're passing ordinances and laws calling for a right that they do not have, and they know it. There are punishments. 242 says that these people can be jailed. They can be, as government officials, federal, state, local, can be jailed and fined for things like lockdowns, for things like telling us we can't go to work. And if the injuries get very serious, they say physical injuries, but working injuries and the inability to work is also injurious, they get 10 years in jail, up to 10 years in jail and fines. And if bodily injury occurs that causes people to die for whatever reason, they can be sentenced to death and or life imprisonment, fines, or any of that. That's what Section 242 says. All these people that are being forcibly prevented from going out of their home, are being forcibly prevented from going to work, can use this section of law to challenge and put people in jail, fine, and get these things changed. That's what the law says. It's Title 18, Section 242. And if anybody wants a copy of that, plus the definitions out of Black's Law Dictionary about color of law, and all parts of it so you can understand this thoroughly, I'll send them to them. I have copies of it ready to mail out, email, mind you, anybody who wants them. We've got to get this thing under control. Civil disobedience, in this case, the disobedience is the law, is the enforcement law, and the governors, and the district attorneys, and all of those people. This fellow, Greg Anderson, is the only guy that's not going to be thrown in jail or could not be thrown in jail for this. This guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about color of law, Richard. I mean, it's really, you know, they have pretty heavy penalties for people who impersonate an officer, right?
Yes, they do.
These people are impersonating the idea that they have legal authority to do this. And
yes,
this Title 18, Section 242, as I'm looking at it, includes things like kidnapping or attempting to kidnap somebody by using the color of law. And that's basically what they're doing when they incarcerate people. We've already had instances of this in Nashville. They incarcerated somebody who tested positive. He escaped. They charged him with escaping a penal institution, not with even breaking quarantine, which would have been a misdemeanor. And so they're doing things under color of law. They're calling that camp a prison. Maybe it is a prison, but they don't have the legal authority to kidnap somebody and put him there, but they're claiming they do.
The color of law definition, the appearance of an act being performed based upon legal right or enforcement of statute when in reality, no such right exists. And then Black's Law Dictionary, color, an appearance or semblance or similar, I can't even say the word, as distinguished from what is real. Color of law.
Exactly.
They don't have this. Color of the appearance or semblance without substance of a legal right, and that's a State versus Beecher in Wisconsin. We've got all the stuff we need here. I can send it out.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Talk about that a little bit more with Richard Proctor. Stay with us.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get VasoBeats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and VasoBeats. So take action. Be healthier, boost your body's natural defenses, and fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda, it's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor. Again, his site is bathroomeconomics.com. Books on economics, books on the Constitution and liberty. And we were just talking about color of law. What does that mean? Well, it's under Title 18, Section 242, quoting Black's Law. And, of course, this is some research that was sent to Richard by Ted White. So we give him credit for laying this out in great detail. Black's Law says color is an appearance, a semblance, as distinguished from that which is real. And so what they're talking about is the appearance of an act being performed based on legal rights or enforcement of a statute, when in reality no such right exists. But, you know, Richard, I think what they're going to do when we say this is being done under color of law and you don't have any legal authority for this, I've talked about this before, the Model State Emergency Powers Act, and what they did, the federal government started putting these together saying, hey, give yourselves this authority. They suggested it in the same way that the UN puts together an agenda like Agenda 21 or the UN 2030 agenda, and they ship it out to the various countries and say, hey, you might want to do this. They did that with the war on drugs, as a matter of fact. The the four schedules of drugs and which drugs went into which schedules. That was all prepared 10 years before Nixon called it his war on drugs and put it in place verbatim. So we see this type of thing where the UN sends an agenda to the nation creates an agenda and sends it to the states. And they did this just before September 11th, 2001. And then immediately afterwards, they said, hey, you know, we could have some anthrax attacks or something like this. So you guys need to give complete dictatorial powers to your public health officials in a state-by-state basis. And we had a lot of states enact a lot of laws. And so I think they're going to come back and say, well, see, we enacted this law, and we're not doing it under color of law. What would you say to that, Richard?
I would say that if it's in violation of the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, it is color of law. And there's no more discussion than that.
That's right.
The Constitution is the law. If it violates that, it's color of law. And color of law is these laws are being used, and we're dumb enough that we just follow the laws that the government says. We pretend like the government is always right, and it isn't. It isn't right. We've got some serious things. And if it starts going down through the phases that have been outlined, every time something like that happens, we'll have less of an opportunity to do something about it. People need to know what the federal law is. And the basis of the federal law here in Section 242 is, if it's against the Constitution, it is not legal. And that's the basis of it.
That's right. So when we look at the Patriot Act, or we look at the NDAA that authorized indefinite detention by the military without due process of Americans, and saying, hey, and we can do a rendition and send you to a foreign country to be tortured or whatever. All of this stuff is illegal because the Constitution says you can't do that. So they've just ignored the Constitution, the very document that they appeal to for their authority. They then ignore it and do whatever they wish. Then they're operating under color of law, and the civil disobedience is on their side, not on ours, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I keep stressing the book Saving the Constitution so much. With that book, you can learn what the Constitution says. And that's important, because color of law only works if you know what the Constitution says. If you don't know what it says, you can't say that's color of law, because you don't know that it is, it may not be. Well, if it's against the Constitution, it is, but if you don't know the right, you don't have it. Think about that for a minute. If you don't know that you have a right, you don't have it.
That's
right. Rights are only based upon what you know, not what you think, not what perhaps, not what somebody else tells you. What you know establishes your right. If you don't know you can peacefully assemble, you have no right to do it. You've lost your right. You need to know those things.
That's right. And we just had, even as Rand Paul said, hey, if you want to get information on Americans, get a warrant. Stop using this FISA stuff. Well, the Senate just voted to let the government keep surveilling your online life without a warrant, says Vox. So they can, they presume that they can watch anything that you do online and keep dossiers on you. Just like China is doing.
Yep. Well, again, color of law. You can't do those kinds of things. The Fourth Amendment says we are secure. I'll just read what it says. Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. It's got to have a warrant. That's the only time you know that it's reasonable. They've got to have a warrant. And if they don't have a warrant, again, they don't have a right to do any of these things. Any of them. They can't give you an injection if you don't want it. All of these things can't be done, but you must know that they can't do them.
That's right. You know, last time you were on, we talked about a SWAT raid against a business owner who wanted to reopen their bar. And she notified them and said, hey, you know, I want to reopen. They didn't say you couldn't do it. They just sent a SWAT team out. And this is what really concerns me about all the talk from President Trump. We heard with Maria Bartiromo. Where he keeps talking about the military is going to do this, the military is going to do that. Defense.gov points out that they've awarded, the Department of Defense has awarded $138 million contract so they can have pre-filled syringes for future COVID-19 vaccines. They said the goal is to have more than 500 million of these. We've only got 350 million people in the U.S. And they said they're calling this part of their the launch of Rapid USA. Everything about this is being done very rapidly. You know, we have to have the warp speed, Operation Warp Speed, to develop a vaccine, then Rapid USA to deploy it with the military as a part of this. I mean, we talk about the color of law. That really is a, that has so many problems with it. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, I just continually, If those people, I don't care if they've got a uniform on, I don't care if it's a general standing in front of you. He doesn't usurp the Constitution. It doesn't matter. And the Constitution says they can't give you one unless you let them. That's what it says, men. Article 4, you push, just put it on the screen. Article 4, you don't have to have any of that. They are in violation of your rights if you allow them or if they want to give you a warrant. And I don't care who it is, a general. I don't care if it's the president that says you got to take it. You don't. That's usurping the power of the Constitution. Guys, we've got to do something. We've got to know what we're doing. We've got to do something. I'm sure glad Ted pointed this out to me. I did not know this until he did his research and sent it to me. It's right there in legal federal law that they cannot do these kinds of things. Color of law is presumption that you have a right which you do not have.
And well, and of course, also in law is the improper use of the military. We were never to have a standing army. And once we allowed that and even celebrated that, what did we wind up with? Well, we wound up with unending foreign wars that don't have a declared endpoint, that don't have a declaration at the beginning either. And we don't know what victory even means. We haven't even defined what winning is. I think winning is to just continue to have these wars forever and ever. But they didn't stop with the unending foreign wars. Now they're going to war with the American people. And President Trump is talking about using the military to distribute vaccines. You think that's going to be voluntary? I don't.
No, that's not. It is not what you call voluntary. In Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 12, says that the Congress has power to raise and support an army, but no appropriation shall be longer than 2 years. It also says in 15 or 16, we use the militia to repel invasions and have problems, not a military standing army. It's the militia that does those things. And the militia are people, neighbors, are people in our states. They're not going to do these kinds of things either. There is no legal right for the government to have a standing army. There's no legal right for the government to send the army anywhere in the United States. There's no legal right for any of this. And it doesn't matter who does it. It's still they still have to follow the Constitution. I took the oath of office as a military officer, and I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. If you're supporting and defending it, you don't do that.
Okay. Well, you know, unless you want to create a civil war, quite frankly, you know, this is a broader issue, and it transcends a left and right political spectrum, people who are concerned about vaccines. And if you want to start a civil war, then you go out and you start to try to force vaccinate people without their informed consent. I think that's going to be more dangerous than trying to go out and confiscate guns. But that's just my opinion. We'll talk to Richard Proctor a little bit more when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. So they were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters. As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world, it works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to find. It's too late to change.
I don't know. I think the people that are crazy are the people who become obsessive and compulsive that are wearing masks everywhere. Yesterday, my wife and I looked over at another couple in the car. We were driving around with the top down in our convertible, and we looked over and we saw another couple about our age. Both of them were in their car with the windows up, sealed up completely, and both of them were wearing masks driving alongside the road. Unbelievable. The psychological gaslighting of the public. But we got Richard Proctor with us, and I wanted to talk about some legal issues. And I think a good place to start, Richard, would be Michigan. Governor Yes. Whitmer there is being held up as an example by many people of how bad this can get. And I think she is a good example. As a matter of fact, there's a Babylon Bee satire about China impressed by Michigan governor's totalitarian policies. And in the satire piece, they have China's President Xi saying she's got some pretty good ideas, stopping people from gathering together, even with their families, ordering people not to buy seeds. They can't even plant their own food now. We hadn't even thought of some of these innovative approaches. We're always looking for more ways to oppress people. We certainly were inspired by Governor Whitmer's approach. And we've followed the stories of small businessmen. And I think the key story here is a 77-year-old barber who has worked all of his life. And he's got people standing with him to protect him from having the police come and shut down his business. They've stood there with weapons that they are legally allowed to carry. And now the government there has taken away his license to do business as a barber to try to strip him of his income and his ability to work. And so this organization, Richard, is being identified as a militia. I don't know by the people who are doing it if they call themselves a militia or if this is something that the press is doing. But certainly they have the right to protect. Like we were talking over the break, I said, well, whether they're militia or not, I would call them heroes. But talk a little bit about what a militia is.
Yes. Well, let's go back to who's calling. The way I understand it, it's the media that's calling them a militia.
Yeah,
they may
exactly.
be, but it's the media that's doing it. Now, mm-hmm. in that context, I call that a defaming term because people consider militias like the people they show in movies. They're always ragheads. They're always bad people. They're always trying to destroy rights. They're always trying to get out and guns and shoot people. That's not what a militia is.
Exactly. Calling them vigilantes or terrorists,
yes,
essentially.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Calling a militia is organized by the state. I'm sure that the state of Michigan doesn't have a militia. That would be a legal organization. So therefore, these people are not militia members and don't call them that. They shouldn't call them. They are heroes that they're standing up for someone's rights and they're risking themselves to do it. Hundreds mm-hmm. of people did that with Bunty in in Nevada. Hundreds of people went down there. They
yeah.
were self-called militias, and they did what they ought to do. They protected him and his rights. They risked
right.
their life to do it.
That's
mean,
right.
these are
and
heroes.
It's very sad that the media has been able to, by using it, applying this, they've been able to turn it into a pejorative term, because militia is not a bad term. I mean, just look at Switzerland. They have a citizen militia. Look at the early republic here in America. We had a militia then. And of course, define militia under the Constitution for people. I'm sure many of our listeners know, but go ahead and put it out there.
The Revolutionary War and the Civil War were all fought by state militias. They were not fought by a federal force. They were mm-hmm. all state militias. National Guard's not the same thing because that's still under the federal government. Well, not under the federal, but it's still under those kinds of rules. It's not a militia. Militia is the citizens of the country, armed and trained and doing what they're told to do by the state. Okay? Not by themselves, by the state. And now, if the state violates the Constitution, then they don't do those things because no matter who they are, if it's a militia and they're told to go do something that violates the Constitution, then they don't do that either. The Nuremberg trial showed that you don't do an order that's illegal, period. And you got to know if it's illegal or not. So we
That's
need
right.
to be passing out my book of Saving the Constitution to all the peace officers so they can all know what their rights are, what they can do and can't do, and they can't be jailed for what everybody's got to know these things.
That's right.
And I'm trying very hard to get it out.
Well, now it looks like the Michigan governor, so these people have stood by this barber, 77 years old. He said in an interview, he said, I've worked for 60 years. I don't even know what these people are talking about so I can get a government check. But of course, many of the small businesses who've tried to get a government check have found that, it's that famous lie, it's in the mail. The money is going to the big connected companies and many of them
yes.
who are allowed to continue to stay open. And so we have this travesty that's happening where they say, you got to shut down because you're not essential. The people who stand with her, stand against her, who stand with a barber, who show up with just carrying arms as it is legal. Now the Michigan governor is saying anybody who is a protester who brandishes a weapon, that just means you're carrying it, you're bearing it under the Second Amendment. If you're brandishing a weapon as a protester, you will be arrested.
Again, against the Constitution, he has a right to have a gun. He has a right to it. He doesn't have to wait for a legal right. He has it. It came in the 1777, 1788, and the later ratifications of the Constitution. You have a right to have a gun. Nobody can take it away from you. It's color of law. They're assuming things that don't exist.
That's
guys,
right.
We have been allowing this and allowing it. And look where we are. It's called the nose in the tent flap. We're not careful. We're going to be the camel in the tent and the Arab outside in the sandstorm. Come on, folks. We've got to do something.
This whole thing, color of law, that to say that one business is essential, another one is not, and
business.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that really, truly is under color of law to say they can pick the winners and losers by calling them essential and non-essential. It is all just rampant corruption.
Yes, it's rampant corruption. All these things are against common sense. Everything they're doing is against common sense. Who's going to decide what's essential and what isn't? I have books. People have paid for books. Lots of people send me money for books. What am I going to do? Not send them? Because the government says, oh, you can't do, you're not essential to send books? Garbage. I go down and send them, period.
Okay? That's right. You may not have any post office if things continue as they're going to send it. Of course, they'll come up with the money for the post office. They'll say that is essential.
Yeah, the post office will be essential because that's the only way they can get their checks out and their directives out and all that kind of stuff. So it will be essential. And it's a good thing because we'll keep sending them. Although they're asking me to use other sources now to send them. And I'm looking at other sources so I can make sure I get the books out just the same. Guys, we've got to keep this place going. We've got to. We've got to. And then let's talk about the post office a little bit. I'm astounded. You guys need to know this. Folks in the audience, you need to know this. My books are being circled. What do I mean? Let's look at one right here. I'm just going to pull it out and read where this particular one went. Okay, it was in the Denver network distribution, and it left in 2 hours. Then it went to the Dallas, and in Dallas it was 4 days before it left there. And here's one that departed. It departed the regional facility in Massachusetts, then Vermont, back to Massachusetts, then in Massachusetts again, then back to Vermont again. They're going in circles. And another thing's going on is they're changing the tracking information. On the 11th, I looked at some tracking information. It said one thing. On the 12th, the same tracking information had things omitted and things added. Guys, somebody's messing around with everything. So I'm going
to
just say,
we need to bring Lysander Spooner back. Sending your packages in a circle. I mean, this is maybe that's one of the reasons why they're going out of business, because I think really the government has been using the post office just for its own purposes, telling you that they're providing a service for quite a long time. They've been using them before they had other ways to surveil people. They would do mail covers on people. So, you know, they've had their own agenda there.
Yeah. Well, in my case, all the books get to people. Okay. None of them are lost. They all get there. I send them all. The post office just figures out a way to circle them. So if you've ordered a book from me, the order date is 20 days since it's been 20 days and you haven't got it, get in touch. But please don't get in touch at 7 and 8 days. I haven't got time, but get in touch at 20 days. If you haven't got the book in 20, we'll look into it and see what's going on here.
Thank you, Richard. We're out of time. Yeah. Bathroomeconomics.com. And folks, same thing applies to our products as well. The post office is operating at even less than usual efficiency, so give it some time. But we do have a lot of products on sale, 30 to 60% off our best sell of 2020. And you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, both of those 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.